now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time for a check of sports. And district golf was played yesterday. And congratulations going out to a couple of area schools. The Liberty Eagles, they are Class 2 District 1 champions with a team score of 358 and will advance to the state meet next week. Liberty had three golfers finish in the top 10, Owen Roberts, Dane DeWick, and Ashton Stanley. Also, congratulations to the Willow Springs golf team as they finished in second place in Class 2, District 3, with a team score of 372 and have earned a trip to the state golf meet next week. Willow Springs had three golfers as well finish in the top 10, Noah Leslie, Brady Altermat, and Matthew Miller. State will be played at Rivercut Golf Course. St. Louis Cardinals took on the Cubs last night, and with more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and at Wrigley Field, it was a cold night on the north side of Chicago, but the Cardinals were able to strike for a run. Even when the Cubs tied the game, a big play in left field on a fly ball. It was Brendan Donovan with the catch, and he threw a runner out at the plate, Nick Madrigal, to keep it a 1-1 ball game. And then a couple of walks led to runs, and Wilson Contreras had a big night.
Yeah, it was a terrific night for him, very emotional night for him, returning to Wrigley Field, and really a nice performance by the Cardinals overall. Miles Michaelis pitched well, had a lot of strikeouts, and the innings didn't get there because the pitch count piled up, but the Cardinals bullpen did a terrific job.
And as the Cardinals were able to win a 3-1 ball game, they won back-to-back games for the first time since April 11th and 12th at Colorado.
Well, I think the confidence is growing. We've seen it the last few days. Cardinals starting to remember that they're a good team.
And the Cardinals won the first game of a series for the first time in 12 series openers. It was a big 3-1 win last night. It's Flaherty against Tyone tonight on the air at 5:45 from Wrigley.
The Cardinals and the Cubs again tonight, pregame at 5:45, and the game will start at 6:30, and you'll be able to catch it all on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. High school baseball set for today, Winona at Bakersfield, Willow Springs will travel to Kabul, Ellington will be at Liberty, Mansfield will be hosting Houston, Bradleyville heads to Norwood, and Thayer will be at Van Buren. The 2023 Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzly softball team season has come to a close. With a look at their season, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The inaugural spring season for MSU West Plains Grizzly softball has come to an end, and as the season wraps up, the Grizzlies finished spring with a mark of 9-22, but they did play much better toward the end of the spring schedule. In their final seven games, they were 3-4. The season officially ended this past weekend with the Grizzlies playing in the Region 16 tournament, and that took place in St. Louis at Merrimack College on Friday. The Grizzlies lost 4-1 to Mineral Area, then came back and beat East Central College on Saturday by a score of 3-1, but then Mineral Area again beat the Grizzlies on Saturday by a final score of 10-5 to end the spring season with a mark of 9-22. The Grizzlies were an all-freshman outfit except for one player, so they'll be much more experience coming into the next season with an influx of freshmen. The Grizzly season comes to an end on Saturday, final for the year, 9-22, and in Region 16 play, they finished with a mark of 5-15. I'm Harlan Hutchison, Ozark Radio Sports.
Now you're invited to the Grizzly Athletic All Sports Banquet tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center Exhibit Hall. The cost is $15 per person at the door. Food and drink will be provided. The Kansas City Royals erupted for an 8-run sixth inning to surge past the White Sox last night, 12-5 in the series opener in Kansas City. And finally, congratulations to Aiden Simpson on continuing his football playing career as he is headed to Missouri S&T. Aiden, Zizzer Nation is very proud of all the hard work you have done. Way to go. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.